Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1. And let's read verse 18 to verse 25. Continue to speak about how to evangelize the message that God wants us to send to the lost. We came to certain conclusions that when you evangelize, we need to use scriptures that are very specific to the target or to the point that we are speaking, because that is the message that our Lord used. He spoke the scriptures, and in fact He is the living Word of God. And also the apostles did like this. As well as we use the conclusion to reach the lost, we cannot reach the sheep only. We have to hit with the message the ring leaders who mislead the sheep and take them away from them. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18 to 25. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing he have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart, with a pure heart fervently, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all the flesh is a grass, and all the glory of man as the flowers of grass. The grass withered, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Oh God, thank you for this day. We bless you, magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that the purpose of sending your word shall be accomplished. Lord, I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, put verses and statements and scriptures, and anoint my lips to speak your word to your church and to your people. I pray for souls to be saved. I pray for people to be healed. I pray for workers to be raised up to save you. I pray for more evangelism. I pray that you enable us to do the exact things that you want us to do, to bring the message to the people that really, that you want us to reach us. In the name of Jesus, we come with our life and ways unto you. Transform us to accept the mission that you entrust to us to do. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Apostle Peter, I move to this part of the scripture, and then later on I will go to chapter 2. To find out what the scripture that our Lord used with the Pharisee in Matthew 21 verse 44, Apostle Peter, he used it in the same way. He started to send to the believer this message, and he reminded them that they were redeemed not by the corruptible things, silver or gold, but they were redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, as we know salvation is free by the grace of God, we receive it by faith, not by our works, so that no one will boast. And he mentioned in verse 18, he said that you were redeemed not with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers. He mentioned very clearly the vain traditions that we receive from our fathers, the cultural things. Apostle Peter, he hit it very clearly here. The traditional things that we are keeping, that is against God's work as a doctrine for our life. And it's very important. The doctrine of tradition is very important in raising up children. All the world that follow the tradition of what they receive from their forefathers and unbelievers. The tradition of marriage that's going on receive also from the tradition of the father, that the vain tradition, and still adopted in God's churches. He did it. That cannot save you. And what he said? He said that you were redeemed from your vain conversation received from by tradition from your fathers. When we plan things, we speak about it, we get the thought from our forefathers who are non-believers, and we bring their thought into our mind. He said, Christ redeem you from that vain tradition. And you who hear, I believe you know what is meant by it. A lot of things, traditional things, not in the Bible, have been introduced in God's churches. It started initiated by non-believers, by pagans, and the church today is embracing it. That Christ redeem us from such things. In verse 21, he said to them, who by him, by Christ, do believe in God. That's our faith in God. Through Christ who take us from these traditional things and renew our mind to set it in the new order that he had ordained for us. Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. In verse 22, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. You know, here he links the purification, the doctrine of sanctification by obeying the truth, not the tradition that we have received from our fathers. All the traditional cultural things that's going on, that is against holiness, against purification, against the sanctification. He say, you were purified after you obey the truth, not after you hear the truth, when you obey it. Through the Spirit and to unfeigned love of the brethren. He say here that the process of purification after you obey the truth through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, when he come to us, he give us the word of God, that we will be led by the Spirit, instructed by His Word, and when we are led by the Spirit to certain scriptures and we are applying it, we start to obey, that we are starting the purification, and the manifestation of this purification is unfeigned love toward the brethren, toward God's church. The first manifestation that we are transformed, when we put God's church and God's family before our culture and our relationship with our family and our relatives. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Love should be based on scriptures, on the truth, and that love will be overseeding other kind of love and relationship that we were in before we come to know Christ. In verse 23, he mentioned being born again. He started to define what is born again, how the born again process came to you. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God. We are born by the word of God. That's why when we evangelize, when we don't put scriptures, we are not doing well. Scriptures must be given because the born again experience based on the incorruptible seed, and this is the word of God that we need to give. But of incorruptible by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. The word of God liveth and abideth forever. It will not be changed. God is not about to change his word. God is going to fulfill his word. And the word of God liveth and it will abide. For all the flesh is the grass, he is reminding them, all the flesh is the grass, is as the grass, and all the glory of man as the glory of grass. All the flesh, what we boast, what we have achievement, and the thing that is we boast of, especially we start to boast many things we do against the scripture, and we want to prove that we are right because we have success. He told them, all the flesh is the grass, and will be there. The flower, you see it very beautiful today. 24 hours more, 72 hours after, you will find it withered. And even the flesh and the work of the flesh of man. That's why we need to be very careful not to go beyond the word of God. And also, we should not be deceived when things, when people prosper and things go well when they are away from God's word. We need to be very careful because sooner or later they will be withered. The grass withered and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth for ever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. He defines very well that this is the word of God, this is the gospel that was preached to you. So very clearly, Apostle Paul, he spoke about the gospel. We need to use the word of God to hit sin, to hit tradition, to hit leaders who perpetuate these sinful acts and these doctrine. And he moved forward, Apostle Peter. Let's go and read chapter 2, verse 1 to 8. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as a newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that he may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is good, to whom coming is unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious. Ye also as a living stones are built up a spiritual house. That's verse 5. And holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Verse 6. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. And to you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. Verse 8, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Here Apostle Peter, as we have read in verse 8, after this introduction of Tov, he ends up to what Jesus ended up with the chief priests and the Pharisees when he spoke to them about the stumbling stone and the rock of offense. So the style of Apostle Peter, he followed what Christ have used while he was on earth. In verse 1, he started to deal with sin. He told them, laying aside all malice, all wrong motives, wrong thoughts, manipulation, politics, ill way of doing things, all guile, all the bitterness, all lies and hypocrisy and envy and also jealousy and all evil speakings. He started sin and he told them in verse 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. You know, I explained in the morning, when you eat a meat for lamb or goat or a cow, when the animal is young in age, the meat is tender and tasty and you know it is young in age. But when the animal is already old, the meat taste is not palatable to the mouth. Here Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter telling them, desire the sincere milk that make you grow. We grow by the sincere milk, by going back to the Word of God and what the Word of God tells us. That's the way we grow in Christ. And that is the church how should be built up. In verse 3, he is telling them, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. No one ever had met Christ, and Christ was not gracious to him. So the more Christ is good to us, let us go back more to take the sincere milk, that's the word of God, not the culture or tradition, or things that tempt us, especially when we succeed with our own ways, we think that's the correct. It will never be correct. Sooner or later, it will be withered. In verse 4, Apostle Peter now, he's telling them, to whom coming as unto a living stone. He's speaking about Christ in verse 4, as a living stone, to whom coming as unto a living stone, you are coming to the living stone, and that is Christ, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Now here's the meaning of disallowed. When they build a house with a stone, there's a master who is conducting the building, and there are around him workers to make the cement, to make the clay, whatever, and they will carry the things to him. He will be the one to take the stone to place it over the other stone. When they will hand over to him stone not correct, he will just return back to them to get the another one. What he say here, Apostle Peter, about Christ, he's a living stone. This allows indeed of men. Man does not like Christ to be into their life and build their life according to Christ's word. Indeed, he is disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Even they throw the word of God, but the word of God that they throw, it is a chosen by God and the precious word. It will not be changed. It will not be any precious. And they will not prosper with what they are doing. He also, he spoke about Christ. He's a precious stone. He is the Word of God. He is the living Word of God. He also has lively stones. You know, the Church of God, before they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they were baptized with the Word of God. Not like now. The Church of God now today, they are baptized with the worldly practices of the pagan. He also, as living stone, are built up a spiritual house. Church of God is not built on tenants or activities. Or people who are having talents or things they can do. But based on the Word of God. Those who build it, the spiritual stone, are filled, are baptized with God's Word. They will not allow things coming from the culture and tradition and the worldly things to adopt it inside God's church. Because when we allow such things to come inside and we adopt it, we are telling to the Christ, we disallow him. And we are allowing other things. He also slipped the stone, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood. Everyone is responsible before God. We are a priesthood, not that somebody is leading us and we are unaccountable. No, we are accountable. And holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. He put them now. Christ is there. Living stone, you also living stone, you are also royal priesthood. Wherefore, verse 6, wherefore, also, it is contained in the scripture. Apostle Peter is telling them, it is also mentioned in the scripture. He wants to bring them that what he is speaking is not from his mind or thought. It is written in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief corner stone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. You see, the scripture say, not me, that I put in Zion, that's where Israel were planted in Jerusalem, I put in Zion where the city of God and the temple of God is there, I lay in Zion a chief corner stone, and that is Christ, our blood, and we are like him as a lively stone, elected, and also precious. When you say precious, we cannot replace what Christ say with our way of tradition. We cannot replace God's word with our own understanding. Elect and precious, and he that believe on him will not be confounded. Confounded, it means that there is attack, but you are not affected. They will fight. They will try to make a strong dash, but it will not move. The church that belongs to God, the church of God, will not be confounded with whatever devil or the world will use against it. From where Peter brought the scripture? From where he took it? From the Bible. He took it from Isaiah. Those who say, don't bring scripture from the Old Testament, Apostle Peter brought scripture from the Old Testament. You see here how they are disallowed indeed by men? You see, we follow the New Testament only. Peter, from where he brought this one? From the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. Say, about Christ. Christ is a stumbling stone. He's a stone of offense. He's a precious, he's elect. He's a chief cornerstone. Verse 16, therefore thus say the Lord God, behold, I mean, open your eyes. If you are not seeing, behold, you are not aware, you are not seeing, you are not concentrating. Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone. A tried stone. Tried. Now how this one happened, this, how you can, how you want us to believe, how this can, this cannot be, you know, a tried stone. A tried stone, a precious corner stone. Even if you don't like it, it's still precious. And those who play church, sooner or later, in years or in decades, you will find them outside God's church, themselves and their descendants. A precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. You know what he means here? He that believeth shall not make haste. And Peter says, he shall not be confounded. Those who believe in him, they will not be shaken and run away when the devil will attack. So now, Peter brought them back to the scriptures, and he brought what he wanted to tell them from the scriptures. Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 2, and verse 7. To the heart of message of Jesus, Peter brought the church back to it. And the church today needs to be brought back to the message of Jesus. Verse 7, unto you therefore which believe. He is precious. Precious means that he will not replace his word with other commands or instructions, or other teaching, or other heritage from forefathers, or a friend's suggestion, or family ties, or other things. He is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same made the head of the corner stone. Again, the same way Jesus quote from Psalm 100, 18 verse 22 and verse 23. The stone which the builders disallowed. You know who are the builders? The church leaders. Not the sheep. Not the souls. When the builders disallowed certain things in the teaching, they are sinning against God. There are a lot of teaching the Church of God is not allowing, disallowed. The stone which the builders refuses become the headstone of their corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Yes, marvelous in our eyes. In our eyes. He brought them back. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. They disallowed the teaching, they will find themselves out of God's church, out of God's kingdom. And what Jesus, that's what Jesus said. The kingdom that will be taken from you is given to the nation that will bring this fruit to God. And verse 8, escalating. Apostle Peter, he is escalating a message to the church. He starts from their salvation, their experience of being born again, and how the message they receive and how the message they should get. Verse 8, and a stone of stumbling. He started to describe Christ. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. And we described it last week. What the meaning of it? When they stone somebody according to the word of God in the Old Testament, the way the Jews they do it, The first thing, they bring the person to a 3.5 meter height area. First, they give him push to fall down by himself. His falling is, he will fall on the ground, he fall into a stone. That we call stumbling stone. He will be first broken. That's what Jesus said. He who fall on the stone will be broken. That is in Matthew 21, verse 24, verse 44. After they throw him, they will see if he is alive or dead. If he still has a breath, they bring a stone. He called it here Peter, Apostle Peter, a stone of offense. They bring a bigger stone, two men, they carry it and they throw it to him on his chest to be crushed, so that he would die. If he would not die, still moving, the rest who are there, they will stone him, all of them. But in the New Testament, we are the living stone. What we give? We answer back? We give insult to insult? No, we give the word of God. The scriptures. Till things will go well. And those things will not go well, they will find themselves out of God's church. And a rock of offense. Even to them which stumble, those who are tripped, those who are discouraged because they hear such a message, those who left the church because we cannot change the word of God. Those who stumble, those at the word being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Even they are stumbling, that's where their appointment, they don't want to follow. But let's go and read Isaiah 8 verse 14, what more Isaiah said about Christ. You know, we are making highways to hell. We are removing all the hard teaching. We are removing all the hard teaching. The people will not make it to heaven. They will make it definitely to hell. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 14. What Isaiah say? How is verse 13 also? Will be more clear. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread, fear God. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of a stumbling and for a rock of offense. Again, stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the house of Israel. And then he said, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. He described him more as a gin. What is gin? Trap. You know trap? Trap? In 1999, Christ trapped me. Isaiah 8 verse 14. He is a gin, and he is also a snare. Snare that Christ caught you. Caught your sin, your own plan, your own ways. And we have two options. Either you will surrender or you will end up where Christ does not want you to go. Christ came to fulfill his word. Christ came to fulfill what God said in the scriptures. Christ came to fulfill what was written in the Old Testament. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 18. He is wonderful, he is a counselor, he is God Almighty, but he is stumbling block, he is stone of offense. He's the chief cornerstone, elect and appreciate, and he is jinn and he is snare. Thus, this all Christ do to bring us to heaven. The Word of God is our landmark to reach heaven. When we remove the landmarks in our life, in the life of our disciples, in the life of our children, we will find ourselves moving downward, hellward. And Christ very particularly say in Matthew 5 verse 18, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one dot or one stroke of pen, that in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." That's why we need to pass through it. What is going on in the body of Christ? Certain things is disallowed. Certain teaching of Christ is this. It is disallowed. Worldliness was replacing that, and they want people to copy. Our task today is harder yet than before, because they have polluted the evangelism field. But still, we have the mandate from God to hit the target and deal as Christ did and as Peter spoke in his word. We need to deal with those who lead others astray, who manipulate God's will on God's word. Let's all stand. Let's commit ourselves to God to evangelize. It is needed. We cannot choose what we want to whom we will go. We cannot bypass certain people that we need to do with them. The situation is like when Christ came on earth, the people were fully occupied by a religious system who was far away from them. And here even today, we need to persevere in this matter. Lord, we commit ourselves to you. Oh God, you want us to go on and evangelize. Here am I, Lord. I'm willing to go and move where you need me. I'm willing to send your word, the very word of yours. Oh God, I pray, let me fear you more. Oh God, as written in the book of Isaiah, let it be your fear and your dread. Let me fear you more and not fear me. Oh God, I am willing to bring your word, not only your word, but all what you had entrusted to me. Oh God, I put it in your hand. Use it, oh Lord, mightily. I pray, oh God, for my brothers and my sisters. Lord, enable them as they are willing to speak your word. Equip them with the scriptures, oh God, and speak to them to bring your words. Oh God, we are weak, oh Lord, but we have strength in you, oh Lord. Oh God, the battle is big, oh Lord. Those who are polluting the fields of evangelism are much, but we trust you, oh God. You are our strength when we are weak, oh God. You are our treasures. You are our living. Help us, oh God. Prove your word to us. I pray for miracles, oh Lord, that will confirm what you are going to say. Prove your word to the lost. Prove your word to those who oppose. Prove your word to those who have rejected and disallowed you in their life, in the name. Oh God, fill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Fill me, Lord, with the Holy Ghost. Empower me, oh God, with courage and boldness to go and speak your uncompromising message to the lost world. We thank you, God. We bless you.
You're my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, be loved by me, of course. You are my all in all.
Unless those who promote certain sin and condemn them need to be dealt with the proper message of God's word. Oh God, we commit ourselves to do this work of yours. Lead us and guide us. We trust you as great God. Empower us with the Holy Ghost to protect us, provide for us, to fulfill your word and your command. Oh God, bless us. Bless us indeed in large of our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us guarded from harm so that we not fit them. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.